Maseches Kelim, Perakei Mishnah Gimel. Ateres Kira, the cap of a Kira. Atera is literally a crown, and this refers to either a lid or a rim placed on top of the stove, though some say it was a low wall that went around the walls of the stove. But either way, this was built in order to keep the heat and the flames in, but it was not actually attached to the stove. So he said, Tahira, it is Tahar. Tiras ha-tanner, the compartment of the tanner. So according to some people, this was like a box-like exterior compartment open on top in which bread would be put into after it came out of the oven. Others say this was a compartment that encircled the oven, and still others say that it was something that was put on top of the oven. But in any event, bizman shehi gvaya arba tfachim, when it is four tfachim high, metama b'maga u'ba'avir, then it is metama with contact or in its airspace. But if it's shorter than that, tahira, it will be tahar. Im chubra light, but if it's attached to it, meaning if this compartment is attached physically to the oven, afil al shalish avanim tmeya, even on three stones, it is tame. Now, what is meant by three stones is not 100% clear. It certainly means that it was not attached very well. Some people say it means it was sitting on top of three stones and was attached to the oven. Other Purushim say that it was on top of three stones and rigged in a way that was really close in the oven, so close that it may as well have been touching, may as well have been, you know, attached to it, but it was not actually attached. But either way, when it was arranged in this way, where it was even loosely attached to the oven, it is tameh. Beis ha-pach u-beis ha-tavan u-beis ha-ner. If someone added on to an oven, and these were things that were customarily added on, but they were add-ons, they were not standard. These were additional options that were added onto the oven. A beis ha-pach was a receptacle for a flask where, you know, if you got to keep cooking oil in it, for example. Beis ha-tavlin is the same thing, a spot to keep spices. U-beis ha-ner, and a spot to keep a lamp. Shebakira, that are on the kira. So all these are non-standard accoutrements of the kira. Metamim b'maga ve'ena metamim ba'avir. So they are metama b'maga, but they are not metama in the airspace. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shmuel matar. Rabbi Shmuel says that they are tahar, completely. Mishnah Dalet. Now, previously we said that the tanner is completed and made into a keli by being heated up. But what about a tanner? Shehosuk me'achayrav. It was heated up from its exterior, meaning you didn't heat it in the ordinary way of building a fire inside the tanner, but rather you had a fire outside the tanner. Or shehosuk shleila daita. It was heated without the person's intention. Or shehosuk bevesa uman. It was heated in the craftsman's workshop. So all these we're going to say are tame. It is tame, even though the person didn't intend it to be the finishing stage, even if it was done in the craftsman's workshop where there's still some steps in the assembly of the oven and in the manufacture of the oven that are still going to happen. Nonetheless, and even if it was heated in this unusual manner from the exterior, nonetheless, this is going to be enough to make it makabel tuma. Maisa, there was an incident. Shenaflut leika b'tanurei kfar signa, where a fire broke out among the tanurim of kfar signa. And this particular case, it met all three conditions of our Mishnah. The fire was outside the ovens, the fire was unintentional, and the fire was actually by the beis ha'oman, meaning before the complete manufacturer of the ovens was done. Uva mais l'yavna, and the story came to Yavna, v'timon Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel paskin, that they are tameh, even though it did not meet, even though it had all of these three chesronos that we have at the beginning of the Mishnah, still that heating was enough to make them be considered a keli, a finished keli.